You're listening to episode 84 of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast, Brilliant Insights. Are you a superhero or a supervillain?
Ooh, I am probably a super... I'm a supervillain.
Okay, so the idea was, if you were given superpowers, would you be good? Would you use them for good, or would you use them for evil?
Okay.
It's kind of the, you know, the question and the thought.
Yeah.
And so they started testing these things. And, like, so, for example, one of the things they did was they had people go through these simulations, okay, where they had two sets of people where one set was given the ability to fly, and then the other set was a passenger in a helicopter, essentially. And in both situations, they had to, like, save somebody, okay?
Yes.
And they set it up so that in both situations, they saved the person at, like, the exact same time. In both situations, they saved the person's life in the nick of time. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So they both do a heroic activity.
Okay.
Okay? But one has the gift of flight, and the other one is a stupid passenger in a helicopter. You know, they're a normal human being.
Kind of like Iron Man with his super suit, yes.
Yeah, kind of, but yeah, sure.
Do they use
Iron Man
themselves?
Is much better than, yeah, sure. Being a passenger in a helicopter. I mean, come on.
Yes.
Anyways, after the simulation, the experimenter sat down to debrief each subject. And as they talked, the experimenter would, in quotes, accidentally knock over a canister full of pens. Then they would wait 5 seconds before picking them up. They found that the volunteers in a helicopter took an average of 6 seconds, with many of them never offering to pitch in at all. To help. But those who had been given the Superman gift of flight jumped right in, and in most cases, helping out even before the other person started to do it. And so, little experiment, but basically what they found was that having superhero powers can spark benevolent tendencies. You're like, okay, interesting. But then they took it to the next level, and basically what they found was that if you had a superpower that was highly public, such as, like, you know, flying around, everyone can see that you're flying, you know, they're like, you tended to become a good guy, a superhero. But if your superpower was something that was secretive, such as, like, x-ray vision or invisibility, like, yeah, you tended to go down the supervillain path.
And they were the people that would knock the can over for the experimenter.
Yeah, exactly. It would just, like, make it harder for them to pick them up. Oh, that pen moved. Sorry.
You'd kick it around. Like, oh, sorry. Sorry you couldn't grab that pen.
Yeah, exactly. But it was just interesting that, you know, that they were doing this. And one of the reasons why they were looking into this, besides the fact that we're coming into superhero summer movie, it was super topical, is that they're increasingly, through the use of technology, making us kind of superhuman in a lot of ways. You know, yeah, whether that's, you know, helping us to run faster, run longer, you know, be able to see further. You know, you think about, you know, I don't know, just a lot of the different technological, we talked about, like, the super arm, right, that you were talking about, the arm prosthesis that, you know, that for replacing limbs, yes, you know, things like that, where technology is slowly enhancing humans. And so they're like, so are we going to create good humans or bad humans? What's the route that we're headed here? And but yeah, so basically what they found was, as long as it is, like, a public thing, chances are you'll be good, and you'll want to help people, and you will feel compelled to use your enhancements for good. If it's more of a secretive type of thing, we're in trouble.
That's more proof why public shaming is important.
But But
it spurs people to be good people.
Spurs people to be good people. But yeah, so exactly. That was so yeah, I thought that was just super, super interesting. I was like, apparently these things can be kind of measured a little bit.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. So there you go. That's superhero powers.
I like it.
There you go. That'll be one for like when you're having dinner with friends or something. Did you know?
Yeah, seriously.
That's what that one's for. You know, that and when you're like, when you're going to go see Iron Man or Superman or, well, Star Trek's not superhero, but it's still awesome. Thor, all those ones this summer.
Yeah.
I heard Pacific Rim or Pacific something. I heard that one's supposed to be like amazing.
You know what? I'm really glad that they started their marketing campaign on that so early, because when I first saw it, I was like, this looks stupid. And now I can't wait to see it.
I literally, the first time I heard about it was this evening, which I know is what happens when you don't watch television. But
I don't watch television, but I like obsessively watch movie trailers. So
okay, yeah, but I saw clips of it. And I went, oh, this looks cool. What is this? So and they were debating which movie would be like the best one of the summer.
And they thought Pacific Rim would be the best one of the summer.
No, they were like doing a top 10 list, and that one
is clearly. Ender's Game is going to be the best movie of the entire year. Like,
oh,
question.
I was hearing Iron Man was all top three on their list.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, it's going to be Ender's Game.
Ender's Game. I didn't know that one.
You didn't? Wait, James, are you typing?
Oh, I was. Sorry.
I was just like, you went out, you bent despair. What'd you say?
Oh, I hate that feature. I was saying I didn't know that Ender's Game was coming out this summer.
Yeah, well, technically it's November. I don't know if it actually counts as summer. They think that Iron Man's going to be the movie of the summer. Interesting.
They think it's actually going to make more money than Avengers did.
I could believe that. It's a dang good movie.
Which was really the blockbuster hit of last year. So, yeah.
Okay.
Well, because they released it internationally before releasing it to the U.S. for some reason, and it was already breaking international records.
Yeah, it's making piles of money.
So they're like, it could have a $200 million weekend, and that would put it right on track with Avengers. And since it's doing better than Avengers internationally, they're like, okay, you know, mathematically, and blah, blah, blah. Plus, it was the first one of the summer, which means it'll probably have the longest run and all that stuff.
Yeah. The great gets to be, and I mean, Star Trek's not going to beat it, because, I mean, Star Trek, or Star Wars Episode 7. I'm still so upset about that. He's making both Star Wars and Star Trek. It just seems wrong to me. Ugh. And I like J.J. Abrams so much. It just seems wrong. Ugh, whatever. I'm angry. I can't even talk about it.
That's fine. Do you want to talk about your Netflix one, or I got another one if you want to?
We'll talk Netflix. So, speaking of movies... And
good.
Yes. And so Netflix has got some pretty awesome hard data. Basically, they've come out and said any market that they expand into, they see a precipitous and appreciable, a gigantic drop in piracy in that market. So, yeah. It seems like really obvious that when you give people convenience, variety at a reasonable price point, they will, you know, what's easier, what's better than
ask
free?
Apple about that.
Convenient. Yeah, I know. it's classic. What's easier? What's better than free is convenience. That's it. And people are basically like, what you're asking for is you're asking for a legal torrent that's very easy to use. And that's what you're paying for, because they don't feel like they're paying for content. They feel like they're paying for a delivery system, and it's working really, really well. And actually, Spotify is seeing similar numbers because even with iTunes, people were still pirating like crazy, but they found that like between Spotify and Netflix, piracy is just dropping off of a cliff. Sweet. And when Mark gets up there, yeah, it's nutty. And not to mention,
which means that message was not intended for us, but for right. all the movie studios and television yeah. studios. Look, guys, just sign a deal with us. We will give you actual money. The torrenting will stop. It will be right. okay.
Well, what's ridiculous about it is that, like, this week, not only did Netflix, like, release this big thing where they're like, yeah, look, we make you more money because people don't steal your content anymore. They did that at the same time that a couple of studios, including WB, pulled 2,000 titles from Netflix so that they can move them over to WB's streaming network. Because they're idiots, and they don't get the fact that people aren't going to pay an extra $30 or whatever their ridiculous price is for an additional streaming service. Like, people barely put up with Hulu Plus and – well, they don't really. Like, it's a very small market that has the cross-section of Hulu Plus and Netflix. People usually pick one or the other, and they'll just cancel one service and jump over the other one briefly and then back and forth. Like, I don't get it. I don't get the thought. It's just so stupid.
And the WB is doing only their stuff. They're not trying to be a content warehouse.
Well, for right now, it's just their stuff, but I think they're trying to pull other studios in.
Amazon's doing it. I feel like it's our game already over. You know, it's kind of like with Apple and iTunes, where it's like, sorry, dude, if you want to sell your music, that's where you go. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I guess there was room for Spotify in there, which is really a different type of service. But
well, that's the thing. Spotify is a different thing than buying your content. But, you know, there's not really going to be – Spotify's winning, man. And you can't just come in unless you pull all of your content from Spotify and open up a competing service. But you got to be more than just the content. I don't know. It's just so stupid.
Well, the deal that like with Netflix is, A, they've got a ton of content. It's not the newest stuff, and I get that. And that's where the WB is going to try to compete. And, you know, by taking rid of the content. But Netflix has the distribution, mm-hmm. which, you know, is crazy. And the thing just works really, really well. And
not to mention the fact that they have the most – they are the biggest use of bandwidth in the world.
and they're reasonably priced.
Yeah, and that's not – but, I mean, just from a technological perspective, that's not something to, like, bat your eyes at. Like, that's not nothing. That's a big deal. And
yeah.
And the WB, they're just so – ugh. But they like if you look at like their Ultraviolet service where you like download you like you buy the Blu-ray and they give you like mm-hmm. a digital download and it just never works for anybody. It's always really stupid and everybody hates it. And that's what you're gonna get from their streaming service. On one hand it's like I understand the attempt, but it's just such a befuddled like. I don't hold it against them for trying. What I hold against them is how terrible they are at this sort of a thing.
Well, that's not their core competency, right? They make and distribute videos, you know, shows, whatever.
Right, they're content creators.
They're not a tech company.
They're content creators, not a giant tech, you know, virtual distributor. They're a different thing than what they're trying to sell, and it's not going to, you know.
Good luck to them, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
They'll see their revenues fall and then start complaining and be like, the internet. See,
and the real problem that they're going to run into is that Netflix, when they finally decided to go the other direction where they're now getting into the content game, they've gone big. They're not pulling any punches. They're moving very slowly, and they're doing great content.
By the way, speaking of the content, I'm checking up, and everyone listening can just kind of hear, because I'm just curious. I recommended House of Cards to our beloved father.
Yeah.
Did he tell you about that and say, like, hey, can I watch it?
No.
Unbelievable. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
just following up on our referral.
I'm super stoked. Super stoked for Arrested Development.
Oh, I know you are.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even stand it. I'm like,
I hear they might be doing Firefly.
You know what? That's like everybody's like desperate for it, but we'll see. It's funny. I still have this weird relationship with Firefly because I was like, I was one of the early like fans because I like sci-fi a lot. Yeah. I watched the first three. I don't know if I've told
you talked about this. You saw them out of order or something because they accidentally broadcast them out of order.
Fox is ridiculous, and they broadcast the third episode as their season opener, so I had no idea what was going on. I've just never sat down and watched the season, but everybody was like, "Oh my goodness, Firefly is the best." I'm always like, "Dude, I was into it. I'm like the hipster of it all. I was into it before you were, and now I'm not into it because I'm cooler than that." I saw the original Out of Order episodes.
You're one of those fans.
man.
What's his name is doing Castle now, and he's, like, fat, so I don't know if, you know, no offense to him. He's still a very good-looking man.
No offense to him. He's still a very good-looking man.
But
fair enough. My first exposure to him was the single
horse, bad horse, he's bad. You're talking about Dr. Evil sing along blog?
Yeah, Dr. Horrible, I think.
Yeah. What do I call him? Dr. Horrible's sing along blog. Yeah, which is we highly recommend it. Yes. That was a JJ. No. Joss Whedon vehicle,
which is why it had all those characters that
great.
You know and love from his stuff. But
yeah,
that was my first exposure to that character, and probably because I watched Angel before that, so that was probably my very first exposure. But
what? He was an Angel?
No. I'm just saying that director, that style.
Oh, to Joss Whedon, that
comedy.
Yeah.
To my director hero.
Yeah, gotcha.
So,